All right. Hello, hello.
Hey, family. Welcome to the Daughter Podcast, a place that is dedicated to the total wellness of the total woman. My name is Samantha Grimes, and I'm a certified life coach and Christian counselor, a creator and the CEO of Samantha Grimes Life Solutions, LLC, a wellness company that offers a wide variety of coaching and counseling services. If you are interested in one-on-one or group services, please head to our website at www.sgls.info. Once again, that's www.sgls.info, and we look forward to working with you. All right, family, so I'm going to start with some housekeeping things. You guys can see I have my tablet because I am using it for notes today. Yes. All right, so boom. First things first, family, a goodie that we have for you is join our membership community. If you are a fan of this pack, if you are a fan of this podcast, or you will be a fan of this podcast, then join our Daughter Membership Community. Family, it is an opportunity to join other like-minded women. We do live Q&As around the topic, so you can get to go a little bit further than what we talk about right here on these episodes, as well as we have group coaching, live Bible studies, all of the things. And it is the perfect opportunity to connect with other like-minded women, to grow, to mature, to receive coaching, to receive mentorship, development, all of those things. And so if any of that is up your alley, then head to our Instagram page at Samantha Grimes TV. Okay, go to the link tree, and there you will see the link to the membership community. It will take you to PayPal for your first monthly payment. It is a monthly subscription. And then you will receive an email within 24 to 48 hours giving you information on how to get access inside of the group. Family, give me grace. I'm just a little discombobulated today, but it's all right. All right, family. So also, I am the author of two books, all right? The first book is called Feels So Good to Be Loved, 21 Days of Discovering the Authentic Love of God. Family, okay? So many testimonies about this book. I can't rave about this book enough, right? It's in devotional style. So every day is like as a chapter pretty much. And after each day, they're very intentional, maybe even a little bit triggering discussion questions, as well as a prayer to help get you started. You know, I think the best content is the content that points you back to the King. Okay. So that's exactly what is in this book. It points you back, but it helps you ask the right questions, generate the right types of prayers, and really bring you to a place where you learn how to receive the love of God. It's one thing to know it. It's another thing to receive it. And many of us think that we have, and we actually have not. And I definitely think this book is going to really help you to do that, really see the vital importance of that and how much that affects every major area, every area of your life. It's a revelation that, man, it's almost like once you find out, you want to tell everybody because you've found the thing that so many people are looking for and are missing. The Bible says, and the greatest of these is love. And he did not lie. Okay. So I recommend that book, as well as I recommend my second book, Significant: Slaying the Demon of Low Self-Esteem and Stepping Back into Your Day One Significance. That book is so powerful. It hits the triggers of low self-esteem directly in the face. Okay. It helps you deal with the questions, the way that you saw people, the way you see yourself, the way you see the world, but above all, really teaching you where your significance and your value comes from and what you do or what you do not need to do to maintain it and to have it. And so I highly recommend that book as well. Both of those books are available on Amazon.com as well as Kindle. Okay. If you want it right now, as well as family, we are accepting clients for our fall and winter season, here at SGLS. And so we actually have a sale going on, a 20% off sale. Lord, help my speaking today. We have a 20% off fall sale. Okay. That I want you to take advantage of. Listen, sales are a blessing. Sales are a blessing to your wallet. Sales are a blessing to your life. Okay. And for many of you, you've been looking for an opportunity or a reason saying, I want to do this, but I need a little help. Ooh, then accept this 20% off. okay? And book a session with me today. I do life coaching and Christian counseling sessions one-on-one. They are powerful. They are vital. There is nothing like talking to somebody, but there's also nothing like talking to another spirit-led professional and not just talking to anybody. It's a game changer. For many of you, the kids are back in school. The winter season is coming in, so you're going to be inside a little bit more. And this is the time to really start dealing with some things that want to make themselves very apparent in your life. If you struggle with seasonal depression, if you struggle with anything, this is the opportunity to really start doing the work and receiving the healing. God is in the business of healing, and there's no time in your life that he doesn't want that. And this is a way in which that he heals. God made counselors. God made coaches, okay? And above all, God made them with you in mind. So I recommend that you book a session, or if you want a free consultation, you want information on, you know, finances, the cost of things, as well as you want information on what to book, how to book, the timetable, all of the questions you could possibly have, we can take care of that for you. We can book a free, you heard me correctly, an absolutely free consultation. And yeah, we can chat about it and figure out what is the proper fit for you. All of that is available on our website. So come to our website, visit our website at www.sgls.info. Once again, that's www.sgls.info. And we look forward to working with you. Okay. As well as family, we have a new thing that launched this year, and it is Pampered Beauty. That is our wellness products, okay? As in things you can physically put in your hair, your face, your skin, the whole nine. Yeah, our wellness collection. It's so unique and so different, even though it's all a part of this wonderful wellness company that we have. That has its own Instagram at PamperBeauty24. And so you can go there, or you can go to the mother Instagram at Samantha Grimes TV and purchase. It is a hair and scalp oil, eucalyptus and grapefruit hair and scalp oil. Family, eucalyptus and grapefruit are essential oils, which means there is not an actual whole grapefruit in this product, but it is the extract of things that really help bring health and benefits to your hair. Oh my gosh. The growth, the health, the strength. It is really made and designed for your scalp health. Because if you have a healthy scalp, your hair will grow. If you have a healthy scalp, your hair will get stronger. If you have a healthy scalp, your hair will have length retention. If you have a healthy scalp, right? It is the root. It is the foundation of that. And this product is perfect for it. It is very lightweight. So it doesn't matter what season that you're in, it will work well with all of your products. It won't weigh your hair down. You will not have too much product build up. It does not cause flaking, none of those things. It is, it's beautiful. It's amazing. It's something that you need to buy right now. The Lord gave me a dream about 2 years ago, and he gave me the formulation for this product, and it's something my entire family uses and we all love. And that's my husband and my son, as well as my daughter and myself. Okay. All of us, the whole Grimes clan uses it and deeply enjoys it. And I want you to be a part of that. So it is available for purchase. Okay. At, like I said, both of those Instagram pages. And family, I believe that is everything on our goodies list. Okay, so boom, let's chat. Let's open up with prayer, and then we're going to get into today's chat, okay? All right, so Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you so much. We bless the name of the Lord. God, you are holy. You are worthy. You are mighty. You are intentional. You are powerful. You are beautiful. You are lovely. You are righteous. You are amazing. Everything is you, God. And right now, Father, we know that the Spirit of God is already here with us and within us. But right now, we invite you, even the more Holy Ghost, to come into this podcast episode, lead us, guide us, give us revelation, give us insight, help us to go where you want us to go and to land where you want us to land. Father, let every heart that is listening to this, let their hearts be conducive, Father, to receive what it is that you are saying. God, I thank you that you answer questions. I thank you that you unravel confusion. I thank you now, Father God, that you
God, unravel mysteries, Father. You bring clarity and you bring perspective. I yield myself, my tongue, whatever it is that I think that I know. And I yield it to you, Father. Let it be all of you that comes out of my mouth and none of myself, that your name may be glorified. The kingdom may be advanced. My business be blessed. Amen. But above all, your children know how deeply you love them and they will enjoy how deeply you love them. I thank you that their businesses will be blessed because of this. Father, we love you, we honor you, and we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, amen. So family, I have no idea what I'm going to call this podcast episode because the Lord actually spoke to me about this morning. I don't even have notes. I had something else planned and the Lord changed my plan. And that's okay. That's more than okay, actually. But I want to talk to you about something. And obviously you will know the name of this topic when the podcast episode comes out. I will name it by that point. I read a book maybe a year or 2 years ago. I even gave it away to like a book giveaway. It was really good. And it was a book called Atomic Habits. The writer, I believe, is or was a former baseball player or something like that. I could be getting that wrong. That's what I believe. It's very vague. But one thing he talked about the whole book was the difference between goals and systems. And I really want to get into that with you because I don't think we realize how major that is when it comes to running a business of any kind, especially. Let me not get ahead of myself. Let's stay here. So that's the difference between goals and systems. The world tells you to set goals. You guys remember from elementary school, middle school, high school, even some of college, if you went to college, right? They always tell you to set good goals, meet your goals, you know? And for some people, that was effective. And for some people, it was absolutely not effective. And some people had a hard time reaching their goals. That's how people had a hard time remembering their goals. And it can create sometimes discomfort, fear. And nobody has goals like a businessman or a businesswoman, right? Nobody has goals like us because we want our business to grow and to mature. Why? Not just for financial gain. I know that's how the world likes to make you think business is all about money, but the reality is it needs to grow for further impact. The bigger your business is, the more people can be helped by what you have. If I have a brand of granola bars, right, and I'm only able to sell them locally, that's a small number of people who are getting these delicious, nutritious granola bars. But the larger my business grows, more and more people can grab hold of these granola bars. Yes, is that going to give me a large profit? Absolutely. But is it going to bless and impact the world? Absolutely. There are people that have been looking and searching for the right healthy thing and they can't find it in everything they have, else they have on the market, sneaking some, you know, some sugars in there or some things in there that you can't have. And your granola bars are the answer. Your granola bars are the solution. There's an old saying in business that people do not care about your business. They care about their problems, right? This person who is struggling with their sugars needs your solution, which is your granola bar. But it's only in the small city that you live in. So you need your territory expanded, right? So you need to set goals on how you're going to go from a small family business to a big conglomerate, right? Now, that's a vague example, okay? And the reason I say it's a vague example is because everybody's not called to be a global. Some people are a luxury business, meaning, yeah, you're not going to serve the world. Only people that can afford you going to be able to have your experience. And that's okay too. Like there's, you know, it's about what, about the lane that God has called you to. Every lane is valuable and important and necessary. And we will fill the void if you were not here. Okay. But everybody has goals set. But the problem with having goals in a business is sometimes you feel the pressure to hover over those goals. Okay, I got to make sure that I get here. I got to make sure that I do this. I got to, you know, because I'm trying to meet my goal, and I'm trying to meet my goal by this quarter in my business. I'm trying to meet my goal by this year in my business. And sometimes it causes things to become discombobulated. It causes things to come a little bit out of order because sometimes your focus is not where it needs to be. Okay. Versus the concept of systems. Okay, and let me explain. If you are a world-renowned chef, okay, and you're just the head chef at a restaurant, you only have one system that you need to pay attention to, and that is the system of your kitchen, right? If your sous chef is on it, if your workers are on it, everything is good. But something shifts when you go from just the head chef to owning the restaurant. You don't feel like you get the luxury of really focusing on what's most important about a restaurant, and that's good food, okay? Because you have to think about running the business. Running the business of that restaurant. So you have to think about so many other things. And so what's going to help you? Not just setting the goal of I want things done well one time. You need to create systems that allow you to not think about it anymore. And this is what I mean. You need a system. Listen, you need a system of who runs the servers in the restaurant. Okay. A system. So you have a hierarchy. You may have the general manager, and then you have the assistant manager, and then you have the employees, and you have an entire system of when they clock in and when they clock out. What is the hiring process? How do you make sure you keep XYZ? These are the rules. These are the customs. This system has been created. And when your system is up and running, it runs like a well-oiled machine. Right. And when that well-oiled machine is running consistently, you get the luxury of what? Focusing on what you need to focus on. Cooking the food. You need a system on what time people come into the restaurant, what time you guys are closing, a system for the cleanup, a system for all the different details. When a system is established, it leaves you the freedom to do not only what you need to do, but what you really want to do. So think and put yourself into the mindset of a CEO. A CEO does not do everything in her business. The CEO does not do everything in his business. And listen, I know we're in the wave of entrepreneurship. I am a woman who does a lot in her business, but understand I do, but I don't. Okay. And this is what I mean. I do as in there's nobody else doing it unless I choose to hire somebody freelance to do something for me because of the nature of the type of business that I work. And if I decide to expand to a particular level, then I start hiring in more employees. But I'm not actually doing it. What does that mean? I have discovered a system that operates when I'm not thinking about it so that I can do what I need to do. And that is coach you, that is counsel you, that is teach you, that is to not just create programs, but actually work the program. Be in the program coaching and counseling you. Be in the program of helping you grow your hair. Be in the program of helping you get a job. Be in the program, be in the business of helping you launch your ministry and your business. Whatever it is that I'm doing within this company, I need to be fully plugged in doing that. And in order for me to be fully plugged in doing that, I need a system that is working when I am not thinking about it. When you buy a MacBook, when you buy a computer, there are systems in play that work without you thinking about it. You know the system of how that beautiful screen that cuts on, okay? When you turn on your laptop and it says, Apple, or it says Windows, or it's at whatever system that you're working, that system is set in play. You do not have to go in and say, okay, let me go make sure that the intro comes in when I open my laptop. No, because a system has been put into play. And so the thing about a system is that a system, you only go back and tweak systems from time to time. You do not hover over systems, but you may have to hover over a goal. You don't have to hover over systems, but you do have to hover over a goal. You understand what I'm saying to you? And so whatever it is that you want to do is understanding I need the space and the room to do that. So in order to do that, I need to create a system. How does that look simplistically? If you are a hairstylist, if you are a nail tech, if you are a work from home mom, if you are, because entrepreneurship a lot of times is very solo, very solo dolo. So what does that look like? That practically is going to look like, okay, I have an email automation set up. So on these days, it is already pre-programmed that these emails are going to go out. So I'm not sitting on my laptop writing emails. I can focus on something that's more vital, that needs CEO power. Okay. I want to, yeah, having a system for, this is a great example. I got to the point one time where I had too many clients coming in and it was only one person to take them. And my group coaching programs did not exist yet, right? And so at the time, I'm like, okay, I don't want to turn other people away, but these people's contracts aren't up. And so the spot is not available yet. And so we had to create a waiting list system and we had to create an automation. And so it freed my mind to do what? To go be a counselor. To go be a coach, to go work on the coaching programs that will help the masses at one time. Why? Because our automation set up. So if you tried to come in and book, but there was no spots available, it immediately sent you to the waiting list. I think about what makes Shopify and all of these purchasing links so valuable. They have an automated system set up for you. You do all of that in the very beginning. And then once you hit post and your store is open, I have my hair oil, right? I don't actually have to watch over that. They do everything for you. They send the people the email letting them know that the product has been shipped. All you got to do is plug in the tracking number and then they will tell your customer where their product is every step of the way. It'll notify you if there's any issues or any problems, anything that I have to go back and tweak or troubleshoot. But I get to now not think about it. And so I wake up and there's money in my account automatically sent from my orders. That is a system. As an entrepreneur, as a kingdom entrepreneur, as a kingdom businesswoman, you have to now get the mindset of a system. Especially if you are a CEO that has a lot in your business, you don't have time to hover over all this stuff. So listen, you need to say, okay, I need a system in my week. I need to volunteer a specific day of the week that is best for me to do administrative work because I don't have time to do admin work every day. Admin work is getting your flyers out, your graphics made, your content, batch recording. That is a system. Who has time to record reels all day, every day? Some people do that. That's their schedule. They have that. It works for them. But the average person doesn't. So I need a day of the week that I set aside that I'm recording reels. I need a day of the week that is for admin work. And I need to put aside this time to that time every week or every month. I need to have a time of the month where I set aside where I am sitting down with my business. And I've talked about this in previous episodes. I am sitting down in my business and I'm having a meeting with the Lord. And I am deciding what each quarter is going to look like. Once I plan out like my systems, not your goals, your systems for that quarter, then now you don't have to think about it. You can now start putting it into action. I'm not saying you're not going to have to double back. Systems are designed to be tweaked. Why do you think the Apple store is always open? Because no matter what system they create, people are going to come in and have issues and they have to come in and look at the computer, troubleshoot the problem. That's not an issue. But even that is a system. They have a system in place. So what can they do? They can focus on making phones. They can focus on making laptops. They can focus on new and innovative things. They need systems that handle, with love, your lightweight, handle your problems. Hiring a VA, a virtual assistant, that is a system. That is a system in your business. There is somebody who you have given specific instructions on how to do X, Y, and Z. And so now you don't have to think about it. You need to have a system. If you do hair, have a system of when you buy your hair, how you staff your hair, what to get in your hair all put together in order so that you can just now when it's time to take your clients, baby, you running through them because you have a system that you are leaning on. And if the system has to falter, then on your off day, you go and you tweak that system so that it works for you. Okay. If you do nails, you need a system for your nail polish. You need a system for your stock inventory. You need a system for all of those things. Not just the goal of, I would really like my business to run well. I love the goal of making sure everything is always in order. No, create a system that makes that goal come true. What is the system for this? How do I make sure that, like, it got to the point where, guys, listen, in my business, I'm telling you, I have so many appointments and clients, right? And so in my business, it got to the point one time my electronic calendar went down. And so I was missing people's sessions. So they're waiting for me and I'm not showing up because I didn't even know we were meeting because my calendar went down. So I needed to create a better system of how I keep up with my appointments so that if the system goes down, I have something that makes sure that I'm always on time with these people. I need to have a system for my notes so that I remember what we talked about in our system, what your homework is, what we're working on, what was our long-term goal. Every client that works with me gets a session log. The session log tells you every session we have scheduled for the remainder of the contract. And the session log is updatable. And so if you miss a session, if we have to do a makeup session, I can go now, drag it to the bottom, and make sure you're getting these exact number of sessions every single contract. That is a system. That frees my mind. There is a session log system. So I'm not out here thinking about dates. There is a system in place to make sure that I'm working on my next e-course. There is a system in play if I want to work on a book. There is a system in play every time if I'm launching an event. There is a system that allows me to work on that event, but not to neglect the work I need to be doing right here, right now. Like, yes, I own the company, but at the end of the day, as much as that is vital and important, I need to study business and learn more about business, I need to coach. The chef needs to cook. I need to counsel. You need to do hair. You need to do nails. You need to work these government contracts you're trying to get. You need to, make journals if that's what you do. You need to, there's so much. There's a system in play that allows me to record these podcast episodes. It has to be, because I'm telling you, like, I need to coach and counsel. Okay. I need to coach and counsel. All right. This podcast is a way that I need to coach and counsel. This is a way that I am coaching and counseling you right here, right now, through this avenue, through this platform. So I need a system in play that allows me to consistently record my podcast episodes. It's not that things won't come up or things won't be off, but they're tweakable. You'd rather have something that is tweakable than to have something that you have to do from scratch every single time. That's exhausting. That is not running a business. I'm going to be honest with you, because no momentum can build. It's like your hair, right? You want length retention. And so you got to let your hair grow out long enough before you go get it trimmed. Or what's the point? You know what I mean? Like, there. I need some rope. I need some rope here, right? When it comes to motivation, teaching, reading books, studying your craft, a system needs to be put in play. Because guess what? You're not going to feel motivated to read that book every day. You're not going to feel motivated, you know what I'm saying, to watch this person or to do this thing or to listen to this podcast. Not always. So you need a system to say, okay, at this point every week, I'm going to be listening to something. I'm going to be reading something. Maybe deciding, okay, I'm going to create a system that at night, I read at least one chapter of a business book or one chapter of a hair book. Because there are hair books out there. One chapter of how to be a better nail tech, or watch this video. That's the system I've created in my week and in my life. So I don't think about it. If I want to do more that week, then congratulations. But I know at some point this week I'm going to get this because I've created the system that allows me to do so. Okay? It's nothing wrong with setting goals. But how are you going to accomplish that goal? You need a system. The Bible says, faith without works is dead. So sometimes, family, with love, we're looking at God and God is looking at you. Like, so what are we establishing so that you can continue to build, so that you can continue to grow? For a company, they've already hired cleaners in the company. They don't have time to be cleaning the building every day. Who got time for that? They need to run the company. And they don't need to also be stepping over a bunch of junk to be able to run that company. So what do they do? They hire a cleaner, a staff, and create a hierarchy. And so when you're not thinking about it, when you've left for the night, when you've locked up your office, there's a janitor coming in there at night, cleaning out your trash, wiping things down, and you come in the morning without a complete clue because a system is established. So family, I just felt the burning needing of the Lord to really get this message across to you. It's time for you to start creating systems in your business. Some of you, the reason you have not gone to the next level, the reason why no matter how good you are at what you do, you feel like you're still struggling is because you are not, there's no systems created. And there's no systems created because you're not willing to think ahead. So I challenge you with this. Think about all the things you don't feel like doing. Think about all the things I'd rather not. Think about the tedious things. Now create a system around that. And if you don't know, above all, ask the Holy Ghost. Because that's one thing about my business meetings. The Lord would tell me, hey, go tweak the system. Go change this. Go rearrange this. The market is changing. So you know how like people get overwhelmed because Instagram algorithm has changed or the YouTube algorithm has changed or you're realizing that people want videos more than pictures, but people want pictures now more than videos. That's exhausting, right? And so that's what great meetings are about with you and the Lord. Like, Lord, okay, what do I need to shift? That's your opportunity to do all the tweaking. Let me shift in this direction. Okay, I need to start introducing myself like this versus this because this is more clear. This is getting the message across a little bit better. That's what those meetings are for, because it allows you to update your system. Why do you think iPhones is out an update? Because they, guess what? Your phone needs to be updated. They cannot go and get every phone in America and go hand update it and then give it back to you. No, they have a system created that automatically updates. So guess what? They can keep making phones. They can keep making tablets. They can keep on. They can do what it is that they do. Family, I need to coach, I need to counsel, whether it's through a book, whether it's through a YouTube video, whether it's through a podcast, whether it's one-on-one, whether it is in a group capacity, whether I'm being asked to speak at a university, whether it's being asked to go speak somewhere else. Family, I need to go do it. And so how do I do it? I own the company, so I need to create systems so that I don't have to think about things. Things are happening automatically. Maybe people ask me about certain posts. Like, how did you know to always post and remember? No, I have a system. Because no, I don't. And nobody does. And some of you, that's the answer you're looking for. Lord, what is the system for this? What can I create for this so that I can have some breathing room? Some of you with love, God does not want your company to be your whole life. Some of you need to pay more attention as a mom, as a wife, to your home life. And you feel like you can't do that because there's so much work to be done in your business. No, create a system so you can go make up your bed. Create a system so you can cook dinner tonight. Create a system so you can have some quality time with your son or with your daughter. Create a system so that you can have a date night with your man. Because I know you want to, okay? create a system. All right, family, that is really the heart of what I wanted to say. I didn't have any notes, as you can see, and normally I do. But I just really follow the Spirit. This was really heavy on God's heart. So I know that this is going to impact you supernaturally. And I am excited to see the systems that you build in your business. So, without further ado, I see you guys later. Bye.